saving time, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present every evening at this time Elmer Davis and the news.
Congress meets tomorrow to discuss neutrality legislation, and President Roosevelt's address to the two houses will be carried on this network beginning at 2:45 New York time. Today, the president conferred with 15 prominent men of both parties, including Governor Landon, Colonel Knox, and the Republican leaders of Congress. A statement issued afterwards said that they all agreed that the primary objective is to keep the United States neutral and at peace, that this should be done in a nonpartisan spirit, and that the most important topic discussed was a return to the processes of international law by repeal of the arms embargo. None of the isolationist leaders, however, had been invited to the conference. Governor Landon said that he believed that Congress should stay in session for the duration of the emergency. Prime Minister Chamberlain, speaking in the House of Commons today, said that if Britain and France have been unable to avert the defeat of Poland, they have not forgotten their obligations to her and will fight on. A similar declaration was made after a meeting of the French War Cabinet, at which diplomats as well as high-ranking soldiers were present. How they propose to fight is still, of course, a military secret. Mr. Chamberlain said that the British government will not be rushed into a course which our military advisors do not approve, and into adventures which offer little prospects of success. Presumably this refers to land offensives, but it might also, of course, apply to large-scale air raids. We must not be impatient, Mr. Chamberlain added, if results are not immediately apparent, which suggests that the Allied plans still provide chiefly for a war of economic attrition while the armies remain on the defensive. As for the Germans, Colonel General Walter von Brauchitsch, their commander-in-chief in the field, appeared in the Saar region today on the Western Front, having announced that the Polish army is annihilated and the operations against Poland are concluded. Evidently, they are not quite concluded, since the last reports the heroic defense of Warsaw was still going on. But certainly most of the fighting in Poland is over, and the Germans have announced that they are already transferring troops to the Western Front. How many have started to move, we do not know, but it seems possible that in view of the great numbers of Russian troops in eastern Poland, the Germans may perhaps not be able to transfer to the west the 70 divisions which Colonel General Marshal Goering reported some time ago that they intended to move. A dispatch from Bucharest says that the Romanian government will agree to the German request to intern Marshal Smigli-Rich, the Polish commander, who was expecting to go on to Paris with the Polish government. Of course, all other Polish troops on Romanian soil will be interned also. It is denied that the Germans have put pressure on Romania to intern President Mosiecki and his ministers, but the Romanians are worried by the enormous numbers of civilian refugees and are trying to get them all out of the country within 2 weeks. The British Ministry of Information today spread a story that there had been a revolt in the territory of the former Czechoslovak Republic, that is what is now the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia, which had led to the execution of hundreds of people and to the mutiny of 15,000 Slovak troops who have been marching with the Germans. The Germans denounce this as nonsense, and since they offer to let neutral newspaper men go down from Berlin to see for themselves, it seems probable that there is nothing much to the story. Some of the older classes of the Slovak army have been demobilized, and the Germans suggest that this may have started the mutiny story. They admit, however, that several hundred people who are described as followers of Dr. Beneš, that is, Czechs and Slovaks loyal to the old republic, have been arrested in recent months. The Czechs call the protectorate the protemporate, that is, something which will last only for a time. That they will revolt when they can, there is no question, but the Germans in the country are at present certainly too strong to give them much chance of success. The Estonians have denied that their coast is being blockaded by the Russian Navy, as was reported by way of Sweden last night. But Russian warships have been seen off the Finnish coast across the Baltic, and the Finnish government is making plans for the evacuation of Helsinki, its capital, if that should be necessary. Obviously, all the Baltic states are worried by the Russian advance to the westward, though none of them want to say so too plainly. The Turkish Foreign Minister of Foreign Affairs, about to leave for Moscow, says that negotiations for a mutual assistance pact between Turkey, France, and England are progressing most satisfactorily. Since Russia is Turkey's best friend, this apparently means that Russia wants to impose no obstacles to France and England in the eastern Mediterranean at present.
This five-minute program, Elmer Davis and the News, is brought to you by Columbia and its affiliated stations nightly at 8:55 o'clock. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.